Good morning to you, Nick. I'm just bedazzled at the prospect of six Donald Trumps.
Aren't we all this morning? Aren't we all? I think it's a very worthy recycling attempt, I think, there. Look, you know, as I said, we are 13th amongst OECD countries, so we're not doing too bad. But obviously, there's room to do better for Australia when it comes to recycling.
Without a doubt. And that 647 kilo of municipal waste that each one of us generates every year shows that we're amongst the world's most prolific consumers. So consumption, of course, is at the start of the process. But further down, it's important that we know how to recycle well, and then we put that knowledge into good practice.
So for National Recycling Week, of course, you know, Planet Ark and yourself, we're encouraging Aussies to think about recycling. What are some of the big mistakes that we make, say, around the office and the home?
Well, around the home, we surveyed councils across the country to find out what they thought were the biggest problems. And what comes up time and again is plastic bags and soft plastic in the recycling bins. People with the best will in the world put their recyclables into a plastic bag and then put that into their recycling bin. If you ever make a visit to a materials recovery facility or recycling plant, you see that those bags get pulled off the conveyor belt at the start of the process and they end up in the waste stream straight away. So rule number one is to keep plastics, soft plastics, out of the recycling stream. They can, of course, go into recycling systems at major shopping centres, at major supermarkets, but certainly not in your curbside bin.
Look, sorry, please go on.
Yeah, just going to say that's rule number one. The other startling statistic is about almost half of that waste that we generate every year is organic waste. So that's food scraps and garden waste. And so setting up a system where you turn that into a good quality compost is another great thing that you can do to reduce your impact.
Look, you've been a spokesperson for Planet Ark for quite a while, I think since about 2002. I mean, do you think there's been a positive change in Australians' attitude to recycling and waste management?
Without a doubt, there has. You know, back in 1992 when Planet Ark began and when curbside recycling began, people were deeply suspicious of whether things actually got recycled or did they just get taken away and dumped in landfill somewhere. Now people's confidence in recycling and their recognition that it's a good thing for them to do is up in the high 90%. So people have embraced the notion of recycling. We find, though, that even people who are deeply committed are still making some simple errors, and that's why we have National Recycling Week.
And look, I understand there's probably some great events happening around for National Recycling Week. How can people get involved?
Well, they can go to our website, recyclingweek.planetark.org. There are a number of swap parties happening around Sydney. King's Cross Council's having a kids event, getting kids to make robots from recycled materials. Marrickville Council is hosting a Can I Recycle This seminar, so helping us disseminate that important information to take the confusion out of recycling for people.
Look, I think that's great. And I think just finally, you hear a lot of people saying, you know, I'm just one individual, what difference can I make? How would you respond to that?
Well, that's what Planet Ark is all about. It's taking those simple actions that each one of us does and combining them to make a significant environmental difference. And the final point I would make, Nick, is that if people then go and buy products with a recycled content, like office paper, like toilet tissue, then they can be closing the recycling loop, and that makes for a very neat story.
Rebecca, thank you so much. A pleasure to talk to you, and good luck with the rest of National Recycling Week.
Thanks so much for helping us get the messages out, Nick.
Always happy to.